Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So I used Buy Me.
You got your shopping delivered. A whole new world for Carla.
Whole new world for me. Now, like, grand, the fees add up.
Oh, yeah.
The fees definitely
add up. But your first four deliveries are free.
Yeah, but you can't use a voucher with another voucher. Do you get me? So you can't use your €10 off and have free delivery.
Oh, fuck off, can you not?
No. So I was like, that's...
That's shit.
That's your tenner back on. Sure, it's $6.99 for delivery, do you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So I was kind of like, ugh, annoying, whatever. Anyway, I wasn't going out in that rain.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter to me all that much because I just still wasn't going out in that rain.
You pay for the privilege.
Yeah, exactly. Pay for the privilege. Couldn't use my tenner off voucher, but whatever. Or could, but I had to pay. Anyway, I can't remember what way I figured it out. I did something. So that happened. And then I picked, you know, the way you can choose driver, person, buy me buyer calls me if something's out of stock or let them choose. So I just said, let them choose, thinking.
You're not going to want 20 phone calls Saturday. There's a lot of stuff going to be out of stock.
Like. I'll just be like, okay, fine. Do you know what I mean? I just thought, like, if they don't have the organic rocket, pick up the other rocket. Do you know what I mean? If they don't have the Brennan's bread, pick up the fucking bread beside it. Like, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. But that's not what happened. So anyway, they didn't have, this is where I need your opinion, because I was like, this is just really fucking weird. Like, to me personally, this is really weird, right? So they didn't have meanies.
Okay.
So they substituted me with ready salted Walkers.
That's not nearly close. They're not puffed, for one thing.
They're not.
Yeah, in a pub. They're to make you thirsty to get.
They're a lager drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a pub crisp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I thought was bonkers. And then also, they didn't have sensations, Walker sensations.
Okay.
So they brought me. Where is it? Sour cream. Kettle chips.
Oh.
Very weird. Now, there's some other substitutes, like they brought me a different kind of baby potatoes. They brought me a different kind of rocket.
Oh, that's what you, yeah.
And then they just didn't bring me the mayo.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Dry sandwiches this week.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So there was kind of, maybe next time, oh, fuck.
Wow.
I didn't take the box.
Even order in. Oh, they might ring you.
No, as in I didn't even look at it, so maybe it's saved from the last time.
What do you mean it's saved from the last time?
So
there's going to be loads of new substitutions.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's probably going to get delivered while we're recording.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait for
this. There you go, yeah.
What's the alternative though? They ring you every time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What do you do like?
It's like,
they don't have meanies. Right, what's there? Tell me.
That's what I mean.
FaceTime me. Point it at the chef. Yeah, then chipsticks, go for.
I just, ready salted Walker seems like such a leap.
I don't
From a pickled
think,
onion baked crisp.
Do you know, but this
to
is
ready
the,
salted Walker.
It's the opposite of a leap though, Carla. It's the first thing they saw in their eye line.
It's very strange.
You know, it's like, Buy Me is an established, it's been there a while.
Has it?
Yes. Yeah, oh. So when, like, it was new to you last week.
Yeah, panicked. I was like, wow, this is a new series.
Yeah. No, this is, it's been there a while. So I think they just stopped giving a fuck. At the very beginning, they were very accommodating. Like, they were so good.
Really?
They used to, like, with special offers and stuff, I get substituted. Like, they'd come up to the door and they'd be like, I know you only ordered one of these, but it was like 3 for 2. So I just got that. And it worked out fucking fantastic. The shopping was much cheaper than what was advertised on the actual website. Wow. They did a great job.
Wow.
But at, like, now it's just kind of like the bread was put at the bottom of the bag last week. Do you know?
Do you use it a lot, do you?
It's very handy.
I just, do you know what it is? I hate people. I hate the general public.
Yeah, well, you left your shop until a Saturday. That wasn't the best move in the first place.
Because when else was I supposed to go? At what point? At what point? When I'm on the M50.
One of the evenings.
When I'm starving, I'm chewing off my arm.
The best time to go. I'm telling you now, because they'd be restocking the shelves from Wednesday to Friday from 7 o'clock onwards. Empty.
Really?
Yeah. And you would think that the shelves would be empty, but no, they're just getting all the stock out from the back. So you're getting a replenish.
Wow.
It's great.
Wow.
I used to do it when I lived in Summer Hill.
There you go.
There you go now. I used to always do my shopping every Wednesday evening. Place would be fucking empty, even around Christmas.
Really?
Grocery shopping, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a little life hack for you guys. There you go.
Very interesting. Anyway, gang, what a week it's been for the podcast and beyond. Yeah. This day last week, myself and Jen posted a reel. That reel has gone viral.
Very viral.
Very viral.
Pretty fucking viral.
We're at 500,000 views, which is obscene on Instagram. You know, on TikTok, you can pick them up like...
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok, you can pick them up like nothing.
Pick them up like a fucking Hoover picks up a bag of rice. And, oh, man, spill a bit of rice. Tell you. Instagram is fucking hard to come by these days. Instagram, with the views. Yeah. Like,
Instagram are like, you can have one view for 100,000 yeah. people that has ever looked at this. You're like, thanks.
I know.
Anyway, we put up a reel about one of our episodes that we had where we were chatting a little bit about an incident, celebrity spotting, I think it's pretty called, or celebrity interactions is the episode. Mm-hmm. It was around 3 weeks ago. You can have a look at it.
Encounters.
Encounters, there you go. Jen names them so she remembers.
Do you want me to tell the story? Right, quick rundown. Basically, it was a submission. Have we checked in on that listener, by the way?
No.
We need to mail her and just be like,
have
you seen?
She needs to mail us. I don't know where she is.
Oh, yeah, she's gone missing in the DMs. Right. So she basically mailed us to say she went into hospital, thought she had food poisoning.
Actually, no. Just go onto the Instagram. It's funnier. You'll get the impact.
But do you know what? There was a lot cut out of it, which I'm kind of raging about now.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make it snappy.
Yeah.
I edit the videos. So I made it snappy and there was a little bit missing.
But you're better off making it snappy because Instagram does be playing the tricks.
They do.
So it had to be like that.
Yeah.
So if you want the full story anyway, go back. If you've seen the reel, you probably have.
Yeah. But basically, she came out of the hospital 14 weeks pregnant, much to her.
Bumped into Lee from Blue.
She was in denial.
She was in denial.
Denial is a very strong thing. You know what you say about denial, Carla? It's not just Cleopatra's canal. You need to be going to Sainsbury's for the help.
Never heard. I've never heard the Nile be called Cleopatra's Canal.
They say a river in Egypt, but I say Cleopatra's Canal.
Okay, well done you.
Right.
Okay.
And then ran into Leaf and Blue and he thought she was crying because she was in his presence, which was not the case.
So, what had happened was, this somehow got sent, well actually I think I do know. So I have a friend who is from Belgium. She knows, I think, the person that Duncan is dating right now. And I think that might be how it got to him. He just said a friend showed it mm-hmm. to him. So Duncan James from Blue ended up sending us a video of him and the lads from Blue all laughing at this video and asking Lee what his side of the story was.
Mm.
So if you haven't heard it, I'm going to play it for you now.
So we just showed Lee the video.
Do you remember that day, Lee?
Do you remember it?
No, I don't. I really don't remember. But honestly, I was just trying to be kind. I weren't trying to be like, oh my God, it's like me. I don't even remember that. And I don't even shop in Sainsbury's, I swear.
So.
Fuck's sake. It's the fact he knew he probably did it. Because he was like, I don't remember that. And then he's like, but and then he still goes on to justify his own actions because he knows with his own track record he probably fucking definitely did it.
But the funnier thing is, so then, anyway, I was chatting with Duncan afterwards because obviously I was like, this is so fucking awkward. I can't believe that, number one, the four of you are together. Why are you together? And number two, what's the crack. Like, yeah, that's so embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, and I said, tell Lee, my stomper of the week a couple of weeks ago was his version of Best of You by the Foo Fighters. Yeah.
Voice of an
which
Angel.
Is a great song, yeah, and yeah, a great cover. So anyway, he replied being like, I'll play that to Lee in the morning. And then we were just voice noting back and forth for a long time.
Carla and Duncan James were like besties last Friday night. Literally.
So we were just kind of, anyway, we were voice noting back and forth, chatting a little bit about it. This is what Duncan had to say. And this, I think this might be the one where he's like, this is just such a Lee thing to do, which I just think is so funny. So I'll play that one for you.
Do you know what? I have to be honest to God right now. My friend sent me your video today and it made me laugh so much. Because when I watched it, I was like, of course it's Lee. And I was laughing because I was like, everything that you said was such a Lee thing. So I played it to Anthony because we were on a train today. And then we played it to Simon. We were all laughing. And then we were like, Lee, we can't play you something. It was brilliant. It made us all tickle. We all had a very, very good laugh today. So thank you, because it was really refreshing. And it was a lovely moment with all of us, actually. So it was, it was brilliant. Thank you. And I had to share it.
Isn't he so cute? Fucking love him.
So cute. But yeah, it's so funny how he was like, it's like, showed one of the lads. Yeah. You have to show the other lads. Showed. Yeah. And it's like, eventually he was like, Lee, come have a look at this, you fucking clown.
You goofy fuck. Yeah.
But it's the fact, imagine that video being made of me and you looking at it going, this is Carla, this is Carla. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, you yeah, know it immediately. It's like, nah, this is 100%. I know who this is going to be about.
Yeah. I know.
So, very funny.
He just has that track record, though. That's the thing. Like,
I mean, we did discuss.
We did a whole episode and then we were kind of scrambling because it was like, oh, what if he goes back on the video and sees me comparing him to fucking Elon Musk?
Duncan to Elon Musk.
And then you were like, should we draft it? And I was like, no, fuck it. If he was going to have a creep, it's already done. Like, fuck it. And then I was like, I hope he doesn't listen to the full episode that's available to the public about Lee Ryan from fucking second year Blanche Tech. Like, that's the way we were talking about.
I know. Anyway, good sport though.
They were champs about it.
We chatted back and forth a little bit. He was very sound.
Play the one about the Irish accent.
I think this might be it, yeah.
And also, I've got to be honest, it's the Irish accents. It's really cute. And I just love the Irish accent. So when you guys tell the story, it's even cuter because of your accent. I love it.
Bless him. And then you go on to say something and then you say thanks a mil. And then he's like delighted that you say thanks a mil.
Say thanks a mil. And then you send me more voice notes. I was like, oh my God, here we are.
I'm up all night. I'm going to fuck.
I was like, because you have to remember, this came through at like 11 o'clock at night. So I settled down. I had my Kindle beside me. I was all ready to get stuck in. And then this happened. And I mean, I was like, Jennifer!
And you were like, please tell me you're fucking awake. And then I was awake. Like, I was kind of got, because Annie was about to settle down.
I know. Me too, that's what I mean. And I was then, settled in the bed. I'm in the lebe.
And then you sent me there, because all I could see was his username and this video. And I was like, where is this? Because it didn't say, it was a screen recording of what he DM'd into the thing. And then I looked at our DMs and I saw it was him. And I was like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Absolutely mental.
So very funny, but also sound to them,
yeah.
It's the fact that the four of them were together, I was like, oh my God, I'm chatting to the whole fucking blue here.
Fucking lot of them. And then, like, I was telling me sister and stuff, she was like, they're on tour. They have, like, they're actually on tour, because we were like, why are they all together?
Yeah.
We obviously don't, like, you know, we were fans back in the day. Yeah.
I was about to say, this was me there. I'm pretty sure I said to him on one of my voice notes, why are you all together? So he was like, some fucking fan you were.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, stuff. Ah, sure. A bit of crack.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode.
Yeah.
You had the notion of putting up a box.
About bad excuses.
Yeah. What's the worst excuse you've ever used to get out of something?
That's essentially what I've been asking you guys, because I don't know why it came into my brain, but I just thought there's been some fair dodgy ones been used previously. Or did I hear someone say something and I was like, shut the fuck up. I can't remember what it was, but I heard something and I was like,
that's not true.
I know.
Come on.
You're mad, so you are.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from anyway. So I asked you guys about a few excuses that you've used. And, well, let's just say you delivered. Mm-hmm. You absolutely delivered. So I'm ashamed to say I used the my great granny died card. Oh. She'd been dead for years, so technically I wasn't lying until my mum was out in town one day and got a, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, that's when it comes back to
great granny, though, was kind of okay, no?
No. I see where they're coming from, because it's like, it's not a lie. I've done it before myself.
Okay, well, what? Tell me about your excuses.
So my first job working in the Chinese, all of my mates, I was 16, all of my mates were like, one night, just going, we're going to Mill House. We can get served up there.
Oh.
Right? Maybe I was 17. We're going to Mill. It's basically, it's not, it doesn't exist anymore, the pub, so I don't mind naming it. But all my mates were like, we're going up. And I'm like, oh, my mug, lads.
Yeah.
My mug's always said to me, boss, I was like, me nana died. I'm about to get a phone call, me nana died. And she was like, go. And I was like, I will. And then I went to the Mill House in my little Chinese restaurant uniform.
No, shut the fuck up.
And we drank that night. And it was normal for me to, like, in your get uniform. Home at like 1 o'clock on a Friday night.
In the uniform.
In the uniform, because that's when the restaurant closed.
Wow.
But in my head, one of my nanas was still alive at the time. But in my head, I was like, no, I'm talking about the other nana. Not a lie, because she is dead. She did die.
Okay.
So I, like, that's where the justification came from.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's not that, like, it's not the worst excuse. It's not like the cat coughed up my homework. That kind, yeah. You know, like that type of shit. Like, my phone died. That, you know.
Yeah. Interesting. You've just sparked a memory within me.
Right.
Two excuses, but not weren't. So one was real and one was fake.
Right.
Okay. So the one that was real was, I had actually, when I was applying for my visa, I had actually gotten a letter from the embassy. So you get, like, you know the way you get loads of different letters and things that have to be signed and blah, 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 whatever else like that. So at the time, my old dogs, Jack Russells, as you know, just had this thing about the mail. So they used to rip up the mail.
That's why there's a big steel box at the back of you.
Yeah, because nothing could drop because of this reason. So what happened was, one of the more important official documents came through, dog got at it, and there was bite marks all over it, and one or two punctures, and they wouldn't accept it, and I had to pay €185 to reapply for that thing.
Fuck off.
And they were like, damaged, blah, 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 and I was like, oh, it's just like my dog just had a little...
Yeah.
And they were like, gas, no.
That's ridiculous. Was it like a certificate, or just like a submission of... Is this like a fucking passport?
I honestly can't remember. It was something to do with the visa. And I remember my dad saying to me, they're not going to accept that. And me being like, deuces, right?
Yeah.
They will. Oh, fucking
I'm going to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that.
Okay.
And then one that was an excuse and one that I'm not proud of was when I was over there, when I was working, for some reason, the job I had was really fucking intense, right? I worked in Lush.
Right.
But they treated it like... I've never come across people so serious about soap. Now, I worked in Lush in Ireland. No, genuinely.
Okay.
I worked in Lush in Ireland. Not the same vibes whatsoever. Lush in Ireland was a piss up.
I feel like
Lush in the States was like the most aggressively intense thing that I've ever been through in my life.
But they're all like that in America. All establishments, even restaurants. Like how, now I know with wait and staff and stuff, they kind of work off their tips, so they kind of need to be like a bit over the top. But like, are they not like that? Like, have a great day, sir. Kind of stuff. Yeah, in every, but it's single shop.
Like, I'm a temp. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm new. I don't really.
Yeah, yeah.
Over there, it's weird. You get like 0 hour contracts, and you pick up shit. Well, sorry, back then it was like, what's this? Like 13 years ago. You know, you're picking up 0 hour contracts, yeah, yeah. And
you're not. You don't have a salary.
You don't have a salary. You know, it's like shift work. It's just like, it's like working in a fucking restaurant. Like, it's not that big a deal. Do you know? It's just like, it's not that big a deal.
It's a little day job.
It's a little day job. Like, I worked in Victoria's Secret and it was nowhere near as as well. Yeah. It was nowhere near as intense as that was.
Right.
So anyway, over there, start this job. Really fucking heavy. Really, really, really intense. They didn't want you to get your shift covered either. So say I was routed in for like a random Saturday. Or sorry, that was another thing. You were on call for shifts too. So like you'd be like
a surgeon.
Genuinely. So you'd be in like Friday, Saturday, and then in call, on call Sunday, Monday, in case somebody was sick or fucking bonkers. Honestly, it was one of the weirdest setups ever. And I was like, okay.
Did they have, did they have bunk beds in the back? Just
it was so like for a for Lush, for the soap shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really fucking weird. Anyway, at the end of it, my manager was so fucking heavy and intense. We'll chat a bit more about it on some other episode because I don't want to bog this whole thing down. Some of the maddest fucking stories I have from that shop. She was so insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so heavy, so insane. She'd email you after every shift about your performance with feedback. No, not normal. I actually found some of the emails. I will find one of them. I will read one of them out because I was like, you are tapped. Because you know the way I keep everything. So I actually have this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't cope. I was like, I'm done with this. I'd already gotten a different job. I was like, I'm fucking done with this. I couldn't give a fuck. And we ended up going to Vegas because I was just like, I'm not. I was like, fuck this, I'm quitting anyway, I don't really care. So I just ghosted.
Yeah.
Because I don't care at this point. I really don't. You know, it was a long time ago and I was like, I don't want to have the conversation with her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts hockeying the phone out of it, blah, 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 hockeying the phone out of it, like 25 missed calls, whatever else like that. I absolutely should not have done this, right? Yeah. But I was also like, I don't want to answer the phone to you. You know when you're younger and you're like, I'm not fucking answering this fucking phone. You know, like, I will do anything but answer this phone.
All of us are assholes when we're younger.
I will throw this phone out the fucking window.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not answering this phone right now. And it was just so intense.
Before a time where you could block a number.
Yeah.
Just off your own. Yeah. You would have had to ring the telecoms company to be like, will you block this?
It wasn't just like, I was on some fucking block. Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't have an iPhone. Yeah. You know? So I was just like, okay, I'm absolutely not dealing with this shit now.
Mm-hmm.
So ghosted, that was fine. And then, I didn't fully ghost. I sent a text being like, hey, Layla, I won't be working there anymore.
Okay.
Something like family issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks a mil for the opportunity. See you later.
Be vague.
Right? Very vague. Very kind of like, that's it done now. I remember hitting send and being like fucking the phone across the room and just being like,
avoid.
And then she started hockeying me out of it. But hockeyed me out of it for the next like week.
Oh no.
So for the next week, she was consistently calling me. I was like, I am one of like 30 people that work in this fucking shop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at 0 hour. I don't even have a proper contract.
Yeah.
Do you know, just this kind of very mad, like very, very mad stuff. So I was just like, fuck off. Well, didn't she send me this big fucking email?
Have you got that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I have that email somewhere. I have that email somewhere. I'll pull it out at some point. But sends me this big, like, what I mean, it was like a fucking love letter.
Okay.
It was like a thesis. But it wasn't a love letter.
Yeah.
It was just like, I completely understand. I don't really agree with the way that you've gone about it. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I just want to know that, like, I wish I had it here in front of me right now, because it was one of the most bonkers things that I've ever. I can't begin to express how insignificant I was to the operations of this store. Okay? I cannot begin to express how insignificant I was. I was so insignificant that I went ahead and applied to the Irish store and ended up working there. Do you know what I mean?
That your reputation didn't even carry over. Yeah.
I didn't even, like, I was like, if they talk, they talk.
There was no permanent record. You know, no.
Like, yeah. It's like, if they speak, they speak. Mm-hmm. I'm going in as a temp in this one too.
Yeah.
So.
Ended up a manager.
As for Rachel, ended up a fucking manager.
It goes to show you guys.
Oh, reach for the stars.
You can fuck up as much as you want and still
every
get
job,
where you're going.
Every job that I've gone into, actually, I've just ended up taking something to just tide me over.
Yeah, yeah.
And
ended up a manager. No, but what I'm talking about is like the rags to riches and the Lush like saga. You literally fucked them over to go to Vegas and you ended up a manager.
I ended up a manager. There you go.
There you fucking
cool
go.
Story, bro.
Typical fucking Carla.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go now.
Yeah. I tell you what. You get in once, guys. Do whatever the fuck you want and see how it goes for you. I have another one from a listener.
Okay.
Back in 2011, when I was in third year, we had torrential rain and bad flooding in my area. I hated school so much and I was desperate to stay off. So for a week straight, I'd grab my mum's phone first thing in the morning when she wasn't looking, change my name and her contacts to the name of my school, and I'd text her phone saying the school would be closed today due to flood damage. Clever fucker.
Genius.
So once she read the text, I would then take her phone, delete the message and change the name back to mine. Fucking hell.
Oh my God. What
this
an
is
operation.
Like espionage at 15.
What the fuck?
Your brain. On the Friday of that week, we went for breakfast near my school. Stupid, I know. We happened to bump into my auntie and she was like, you're spoofing your ma. I know the school's opened. So she went to show my auntie the text and they were all deleted. I came up with some bullshit excuse like the PE hall wasn't affected, so they have activities for students that don't want to stay home. And of course, my mum believed it. I didn't tell her for at least 10 years and it's safe to say she died when I told her.
Oh my God, what?
Sorry, that is...
That's genius. Stealth mode, like, that's... You have to be applauded for that. You can't even be...
That's a lot.
Surely your ma was like, actually, do you know what? Fair play.
Because that's the thing. If that was my kid, I'd be like, fair fucking play to you.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's genius. Yeah. Well done, you.
Yeah.
I think you deserve a fucking medal over Anton. There you go now. Another listener here said, didn't show up to my shitty job in Sydney, told them my dad died when my boss lost.
Oh my God.
So, now, the context, because these are in the question box, we don't know if these are actually true or not. Yeah. Like, do you have the thing, like, my dad died years ago, so it's not a lie? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, that was another thing. I think anyway, I'm sure I used some kind of death at some point as an excuse or something, but the person was already dead.
Already dead, yeah.
You know? So you're kind of like, yeah, I can get away with this.
Yeah.
Don't check the gravestone.
Oh. Don't check RIP,
don't you? Yeah. Don't Google me.
Don't look at my Facebook. Don't look for the shared post of the RIP.ie. Maybe people do that now.
Well, see, back then it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't.
Nowadays, it's like you can really, you can pretty much tell if somebody's lying. Anyway.
I know, yeah. The good old days. You could just use it. Somebody else said, I'm neurodivergent. I have dyspraxia, so I use that to get out of the simplest tasks. Well done, you.
Well for you.
Well fucking done, you. Well, love it. Love that for you.
We have one here from Adam. It's voice notes.
Adam O'Reilly.
So Adam O'Reilly from Mind Poppers Podcast has graced us with his presence through the medium of voice note.
I love that.
So, I was in college. You might be surprised to know, but I was.
Fuck off, Adam. That's an excuse.
And as part of this course, right, you had to do an internship. You couldn't pass the course without doing the internship. Now, the college, right, in order to speed up the process, get everyone sorted with an internship as soon as possible, they had this rule in place. Basically, you had to accept the first internship that you were offered, right? So even if you had three interviews lined up, if you got offered that first internship, you had to take it and you couldn't even attend the other two interviews. So I had two interviews lined up. The first one being Woman's Way magazine, okay? Now, what am I going to do there, right? And the second interview was a radio station that I really wanted to work in. Now, if I went to this interview with Woman's Way and I had a feeling I was going to get offered the position, then I wouldn't be able to interview for the radio station that I really wanted. So I was like, right, I need to think of a way to get out of this. And I did. I came up with what I thought was the perfect crime, okay? I knew that I was going to have to, you know, think of something serious to get out of this first interview. So I was racking my brain and I was like, it just came to me like inspiration out of nowhere, like lightning. It just, I don't know. But I was like, I'll tell them that I can't attend the first interview because my stepmom died. Now, I don't got a stepmom, okay? Never did. And I thought it would be the perfect crime because with the stepmom dying, I was like, right, was like, the stepmom, this fake stepmom, doesn't have to have the same surname as me. In fact, it would make sense if we didn't have the same surnames, which really kind of like broadened the horizons, gave me a lot more to choose from on RIP.ie because I didn't have to like look for an O'Reilly. You know, I could pick anybody. So I go onto RIP.ie and it's like I'm going through the Smiths catalogue, through the Argus catalogue, you know, picking out some fake dead wife for my father. I knew he liked blondes, blue eyes, found the perfect candidate, okay? I can't remember her name, but again, it didn't matter. Perfect crime. So found her anyway, because the college, you know, like I said, they were very strict. So they wanted this RIP death notice.
Fuck off. Before,
and they requested it. Now, I wasn't anticipating it in the beginning. I was like, okay, hello, I'm bereaved right now. My stepmom just passed. But they wanted the death cert, or well, I mean, they wanted the RIP thing. So that was fine. Okay. Like I said, didn't have to have the same surname. Perfect crime. So I go on, found the perfect candidate, took a screenshot, send it to the college coordinator. You know, like, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend this first interview because we've had a bereavement. My stepmother has passed. Now, again, I had sent it, and a couple of hours later, I just came back. You know the way they say that? And I went back to read the email. You know the way they say, like, it with crime and with murder and all that? Oftentimes, the killer will return to the scene of the crime to relish in the act that they just committed. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was going back, rereading the email, the perfect crime. I was rolling around in the blood. Just ecstatic that I got away with it, you know? Well, when I checked closely on the RIP.ie notice, I realized that this woman, this poor woman, okay, had been dead for 6 years. And, you know, I was communicating with the college coordinator and I was like, yeah, I was like, look, to be honest, it was a very sudden passing that none of us could have foreseen. And we're all just a little shaken up right now. Dead 6 years.
Did they notice?
Dead 6 whole years. Okay. Crime don't pay, if I've learned anything.
What the fuck?
And I had to go and do the interview.
So he obviously got caught.
So hold on.
Hold on a fucking minute. So he obviously got... Adam, you could have gone that bit further and said that was a mistype.
As they say, I just listened to 6 minutes of this story. You can finish off the next four.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Oh no, I'd say... He definitely would have gotten away with saying, oh God, that was a mistype. Oh my God, we're so upset that the RIP.ie put that up wrong.
Or, you are too quick. I would have just buried. I just would have changed the number. You are way too quick at this. What?
I loved what he just said there, though. Like that he, like it was the perfect crime.
Was the perfect crime.
You know? I know you...
Very clever.
Did he go to Woman's Way? What did he do?
I know, I need to know more. Like, sorry, Adam, there is a story and I'm not going to duplicate it. I did an episode of Adam's podcast. I want to say 2 or 3 months ago, it'll have my name on it. He tells the fucking funniest story I've ever heard in my life about an interview. It's not that interview. It's an interview that he came up to do for Dublin. I actually don't want to do a disservice. Mm-hmm. It is, I was telling everyone for a month because it was so funny.
Mind poppers.
It was so, mind poppers.
I'll link it in the show notes.
get you into Linkit. When I mean, we were talking about embarrassing things that happened to us, this was by far one of the most tragic, but one of the funniest things that I've ever heard in my life.
He's very funny, and I love the way he tells the story.
Yeah. He was setting up the scene, and that's, I just couldn't, I can't deliver it as well as he did.
Yeah. He's very funny.
But it was fantastic, so go right ahead. Go right ahead.
The next one here in the box, I literally use my child to get out of anything I don't want to go to now. I used to hate that, but fuck it. That's I get that. I totally get that.
I feel that for you.
You can feel that for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, generally, they're always sick, so you're not lying anyway. My BFF told her work friend she couldn't go out after work because she had to cut her dad's toenails.
Did she actually, though?
Told her work friend. Well, like, yeah, you know, had to cut her dad's toenails. We don't know what capacity the dad was in.
Yeah, true. It could be one of those things where it's like, he can't walk. He can't walk, Grace. He can't walk.
Well, you would not be asking fucking questions, would you? No. Imagine Mickey turning around to you and going, sorry, Carla, can't go to that event. Have to cut my dad's toenails. Would you ask her a question?
No, I wouldn't actually. That's so true.
I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't.
That's so like, true.
Okay, yeah, bye. I'd fucking avoid. Yeah. I'd run away from her. I'd run the opposite direction.
You'd be like, wow, we'll never speak again.
I can never look you in the eye.
Wow, that's perfect. I'm gonna go away now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's fair. That's fair. Worst excuse. I geared myself up all week to go to a birthday dinner for one of the girls. Saturday came, I felt shit and fat and tired and ugly. I love that. Shit and fat and tired and ugly. And just not in the mood to go anywhere, but I kept persevering. I did fuck all to get ready, constantly put it off. One of the girls rang wanting to know how far along in the process I was, and I told them I had a constant case of the shits and was doing a 2-in-1 while we spoke. Shitting in the toilet and getting sick in the sink. I'm not proud of myself.
2-in-1. That's fucking fantastic.
Sorry. While they were on the phone. Look, I'm not proud of myself here, Jen, okay? It's not looking good for me.
I'm doing a 2-in.
I'm actually...
I'm doing a 2-in-1. Oh, I fucking love it.
That's she brilliant. Said, I told her it just be gastroenteritis. I don't even know what this was, but I googled my made-up symptoms and that came up. That would have all been grand, except for they all chipped in and bought me a get-well basket filled with lovely bits while I was on the mend, because I liked the attention and I dragged the arse out of it for 5 days.
Fucking right! Absolutely!
That's an icon right there.
That lie paid off.
That's iconic behaviour.
You really look like you need to stick to the bit if you're doing it. Like, if you're doing the performance, stick to the bit.
Stick to the bit.
I've another one here. It says, not me, but my friend has had about 8 nannies' deaths since 2012. RIP, kiss, kiss.
Now we know how I feel about that one.
Hmm.
I've had that one used on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And do you believe them or not?
No, we had this conversation a while ago. I actually had to say, I said, how many grannies do you have?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe.
And then it turned out it was the friend's granny, and I was like,
you don't need time off for that.
You don't need time off for that.
Yeah, unless if she raised you.
They can swap maybe a shift.
Take on the role of what Adams College did and request the RIP.ie. That's mad, isn't it?
That's mad.
How fucking strict. But also,
how
they?
Strict were they that you had to take the first one? Surely you'd be like, no, this one suits me better.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
it was
who knows?
Well, he said it was for a quick turnaround. Like the
so people weren't pissing and moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. One of my best friends got a wedding invite to an old friend of hers' wedding. Plus one and all. Huge fancy wedding, black tie, massive cost per night in a manor or a castle type venue. The day two was up there as well. She just wasn't willing to fork out what you would generally pay for a holiday abroad for somebody that you'd see once a year.
Mm-hmm.
She booked her holiday abroad for when the wedding was on. She said that she got the dates mixed up.
Perfect.
I think she's dead right too. It just happened that, oh God. It just happened that the couple getting married were coming home from abroad, so loads of people were travelling to it, and everybody was given a ton of notice.
Sorry.
So, like, they must have given everybody 2 years notice. Because, you know, the way normally you'd be able to just be like, oh, sorry, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, but they must have gave everyone a shit ton of notice to ensure that everybody was going.
Like a save the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's why she had to use the whole, oh, I got my dates mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Dead right.
What can you
And an excuse to go and have a nice holiday.
Absolutely.
I know, but like, another thing about weddings, though, I'm just like, if you don't want to go, surely you can just say you don't want to go. Because they're so expensive.
They are.
They're so expensive for a guest. They're so expensive for the bride and groom. I don't want to fucking pay for you if you're not here.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love for it to be accepted in society for me to turn around and say, listen, hon, I'm not going to your wedding because it's far too expensive.
Yeah.
I would love for that to be an acceptable reason.
Sure.
And for you to not fall out with anybody or have any sort of
animosity or issues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, up to you. You do you. If you want to have your wedding in, like, a manor or a castle or whatever, that's fair enough. But I think it would be great if somebody turned around and, like, say it's Luttrell's Town Castle or whatever, right?
Yeah, but just Town Castle, not hotel around the corner.
Yeah, like, but in particular, a very luxe place like that.
Yeah.
Like, basically where Posh and Bex got fucking married.
Yeah.
Really expensive place.
Yeah.
Like, if I turn around to you and say, hon, I'm not coming because I can't afford it. Like, don't fucking, you know what I mean? You kind of have to accept that. It's Luttrell's Town fucking castle.
But you know? I think if anybody turned around to me and was like, I'm sorry, I can't afford to go to your wedding, I'd be like, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's it's not
you,
though. It's not like, it's not a choice. Do you know what I mean? I'd just be like, no, that's fair. I mean, if you can't afford it, 100%.
That's you, though. I feel like the majority of brides would probably be like, I'm giving you 2 or 3 years notice you could save by the week or whatever.
Oh,
it's like,
my God.
Oh, my God, don't. No.
Can't. Cannot go.
Because I just feel like anybody who could afford to have a wedding in that venue in the first place is just that type of person. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know. Somebody here said, I used COVID before a lunch with a new employer as I'd gone out, got hammered and given, hang on a sec. Oh, this is the second part. Myself a black eye falling into a bush. Okay.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I agree with that. You're dead right.
You're getting a week off if you're saying you have COVID. Like,
I know. And that was the thing. Do you remember? It used to be great.
No.
I never used it. I never had it. And then I never used it, it. Because then I would have had to say, I would have slipped myself up, you see. See, if I had had it previously and then I had it again, you'd be able to use it. But I've never had it. So imagine I was like, I've never had it. And they'd be like, that's funny, you called it. And I'd be like, fuck. Do you know, I'd forget myself.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I couldn't use it as an excuse. I don't think you can use it as an excuse unless you had it.
Right, okay. Yeah, I did get it.
That's what I mean. So you can use it as an excuse.
I didn't even use it as an excuse. I still work from fucking home.
I know. Well, that was, do you remember at the start, you were getting fucking 3 weeks off, months off. Blah, yeah. Blah. Then it was like, you've COVID, cool. Open up your laptop.
Yeah.
Get to work. Fuck you.
It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Somebody here said, share them all. I want to get out going to my cousin's wedding and I need excuses, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've told you this story before, but the girl who used to do my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what she did to get out of a wedding?
No.
Okay. This girl is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life, right? Not the brightest. Has 2 businesses in Dubai now, to be fair. So bright in one sense, but in another sense. So basically, she had to go to a wedding. She was dreading it. She had absolutely nothing to wear. She was feeling fat and shit, as we say, right? But she didn't want to lie about having food poisoning. So she ate a bit of raw chicken. So she would physically have food poisoning. So she wasn't lying. It's like with the dead granny thing. Like, I'm not lying, my granny is dead. I'm just not telling you circa when. She ate raw chicken to get out of it. Because she had nothing to wear. It wasn't that she couldn't afford to go. It wasn't that she didn't like the bride and groom. She didn't have anything to... That's the length that she went to.
That is the foulest, foulest thing. That's worse than the 2-in-1.
I'd say she got a 2-in-1. From the mouth and the earth.
From the one.
Yeah. She definitely wouldn't have been able to go to the wedding anyway, and she wasn't lying either.
That is violent.
She just didn't... She wouldn't be just divulging how she got the food poisoning. She'd be just that she got the food poisoning. Yeah, there you go. So if you want that, listener, you know what I mean? Go for it.
There you go.
Go for it.
Now all of a sudden you know.
Exactly, you know, like, and you, if anybody ever asks for proof, FaceTime while you're having a 2-in-1.
Nice.
We're gonna have to wrap this up, so we might continue the last few little submissions that we have on Patreon.
Yeah.
Just one more really order of business. I'm having a little girl.
I know.
Found out that I'm having a little girl.
I'm fucking delirious how she is.
Little girl. The gentleman's family, as people say.
My favourite part was, I text Jen and I said, what are we having? And she said,
well, you know the name that I'm picking, so I
baby
said,
baby X is coming.
Is en route, yeah.
It is en route. And I was like, wah, wah, you know, tongue out face and all that stuff. And then tell them what she said.
I said, well, yeah, it's kind of perfect. And let's be honest, the last thing the planet needed was another white man. I'm not holding back in this pregnancy. No, you're not. I'm really not.
No, you're not. That's the girl, isn't
it? It absolutely is. And you and Kira, Painted by Kira, that's who our special guest was on Patreon this month. When I was telling you that I was just like hooking all of the heartache up to my veins. I just needed a good cry. Now again, the 2 years told me I was having a girl.
I must text Kira and make sure that she knows that you're having one. She'd be delighted.
She's away in here. She doesn't
get She's back now. She said she's never drinking again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no. She must be compiling all of the TikToks and just releasing them now and again.
Jen's there like sweating.
I'm just like, Kira's still in fucking here. That's what she had. She's living her best life. So the hooking up of the sad things and wanting to intentionally make myself cry leads me on to my unpopular opinion. I've used this as my unpopular opinion before, but I'm going to just use it every now and again, maybe once a year, just to reiterate, okay?
Sure.
The Notebook
does
not make me cry.
Really? Not the end, no?
Nope.
Okay.
And it's because of the casting, and I don't think... Do you know what? I just...
What about the casting?
Ryan and Rachel are perfect.
Okay, thank God. That's all.
Don't be fucking... No, it's absolutely... Ryan and Rachel are perfect. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams make this movie the perfect early noughties rom-com that it was supposed to be. But as soon as they flip it to Noah and Ali as an older couple and they put it onto them, it immediately looks like a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
It changes the whole aesthetic of the whole movie and it fucking ruins it. It would have been better if prosthetics were put on the two of them, even badly. I still would believe. I don't believe that them two older people, I cannot link them in because I don't believe that they're the same people. And I know that they're not. But they're supposed to be. This is the storyline. We're supposed to believe that this is Noah and Ellie in their older age. It's not.
You were like CGI it up.
Doesn't cut it. It does not cut it. Put prosthetics on Ryan and Rachel. Thank you very fucking much. You absolutely ruined this with the casting of the two older. I've no doubt that the two of them are great actors. Not particularly a fan, but they ruined this movie for me, or at least the cast and director did.
Right. Very strong opinions there.
And it stops me from crying. What's your Notebook?
I thought you were going to say, you know, Billy Zane being in it, you know.
He's not in it.
Because who is the other love interest?
It's your man that was in the jury duty. What's his fuck? James Marsden.
Andy Samberg. No,
James Marsden.
James Marsden, the other broken. Shut the fuck up. Is he actually?
Yes.
Ah, Jesus.
Have you not watched Jury Duty?
No.
It's very
funny. Everyone said it's very funny.
Because he's the actor in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it as himself, but he's like, he's after being called for Jury Duty, but he is himself in it.
Ah.
And he's like, oh no, I was in The Notebook. Like he does this whole thing, this whole bit. He's like, oh no, I was in The Notebook, I was in Sonic. And then like, somebody else would be like,
Sonic?
Oh, you were in that movie. And then he'd be like, oh God, don't mention that. Look, I was also in The Notebook. Like, kind of, you know what I mean? It's very
Hairspray.
Funny. It's very
He is a
funny.
Talent.
He's been around.
I know, but he's a talent. He was in X-Men.
Yeah. He's the kind of actor that I've always known his face but never knew his name until Jory Duty knew I know his name.
People always confuse him and Chris Pine.
I feel like that's not true. I feel like Chris Pine gets confused definitely with other people. I don't think it's James Marsden.
It is James Marsden.
Is it?
I saw a tweeter.
Which one is Chris?
Saw a tweet. Chris Pine is Star Trek and was dating Audrina Partridge from The Hills for a half a moment. He's in Thing. He's in Don't Worry, Darling.
Chris, oh, him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievably handsome.
Yeah, that Chris, yeah. That Chris, yeah. There's so many Chris's.
Yeah.
He's that, yeah. He's been in a few rom-coms himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't, no, I would never confuse him with James Marsden, no.
Oh, people do.
God, yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Right, have you got a stomper?
I do.
Okay, jingle.
Yeah.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
This is just nostalgia, but also, let me just play it, right? No. This is honestly, and my favourite part about it is on Spotify, it's a drift car.
Oh, stop.
Because of course it is, because this is Flashbox. This is a Flashbox tune, right?
DJ at a festival would just remix on the spot.
Yeah, you know, that's like, it is. It for sure is. It's by Pickle.
It's not a fucking release. Like, why are you releasing it for? You know,
no,
what I mean?
But it is not a gym party song. Piece.
Yeah,
it is a gym song, and it is one that every time it comes on, I'm like, yeah,
hopping across the thing on one foot.
Yeah, exactly. Because stupid. Do not pretend that if that song came on at a club, the place would let loose.
Yeah, for a
if that remix
seconds.
Came on, everybody, no, they would go, they would flip tables. They would. I know my people.
Not my age group anyway, I don't think.
It's not my fucking age group here.
My position.
Off I go.
Kids at home, like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks many for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to continue a bit of this conversation and a little bit more.
We've got loads to talk about.
Yeah.
We're talking about them Celtic Tiger Cubs, yo.
Yeah. It'll be all linked in the show notes down below. So come join us if you haven't had enough of us already. So we love you very much and we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.